This year, Jerry lifted his team's face with the additions of several new players. Hear how they'll stitch it together tomorrow at 2 during the Cowboys' State of the Team Address. Brought to you by Van Chevrolet and Bacardi Rum on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
6:13 is the time. Good evening, everybody. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to the superheroes. I would be Superman.
I would be Captain America.
And we are joined by the remainder of the crew, the Incredible Hulk.
Hello.
Spider-Man, Batman with the Ticket Ticker. Psycho Dave at the helm. Barb Smith with Trafico. Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit. Miss Fugazi at the service elevator. Dave and Acquisitions. We got about 45 minutes or so to go here tonight, and it's time now to stop down for a little bit of... This is brought to you by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. Remember, if it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Tim McGraw this Saturday. Where?
I believe he's going to be playing Smirnoff. I believe I'm right on that, but I wouldn't... You know what, though? Texas Tickets will know where he's playing, and you're going to have a ticket to get in no matter where it's at.
The circus goes on at the AAC through August 8th.
That's why I don't think he's playing the AAC.
So that's kind of out. And Rod Stewart, tomorrow.
Snape.
Cobra.
Mike.
Where is he? Is he at Nookie Alive?
He's at Nookie.
Again?
He's at Nookie.
Nookie.
Well.
Snape.
Why don't you guys?
What a big night for you.
Why don't you guys go? Me and Danny went last time. You guys are such big fans.
I'm going to see Petty Theft tomorrow night.
You'll have plenty of time.
Will we?
Yes.
I don't know. After a Petty Theft show, man, I've had
pretty
it for
spent.
The night. Yeah. 214-696-8001. Remember, if it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. I believe Jack Daniels is involved in this as well, right?
Yummy.
All right, so let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality. The man who taught us all to think of the small of the back in a completely different way. Here is Cobra.
Cobra.
Hello,
Cobra.
Rape in Hollywood.
Ooh.
Yes, there was a charge issued against Wayne Witherspoon, who is a director, and an actor, Anthony Anderson. Now, you don't know who Anthony Anderson is by name, but you do know him if you see his picture. He is the star of Kangaroo Jack, the black guy, kind of a heavyset black guy. He was also one of the... one of Jim Carrey's sons and Me, Myself, and Irene, one of the genius fat black sons.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
The big fat guy?
There was two of them in Irene.
Yeah, he was not the biggest one. He was one of the smaller ones.
Because the other one, the third brother, was real buff.
Yeah, not that one. Not that one. He's the middle one.
And he is being accused?
Of rape.
Oh, no.
Real rape?
Real live... rape.
Sodomy?
What?
Hey! Fair question.
What happened was, is this assistant director of this film, they're shooting a movie called Hustle and Flow in Memphis, Tennessee, and the assistant director was in a trailer, as a lot of assistant directors will be in. Not a trailer park trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Where an extra was lured in by this assistant director. And supposedly, according to witnesses, they heard screaming coming from this production trailer.
Maybe he's just laying the pipe on her good.
Whoa.
The witness unlocked the trailer door and a naked woman fled the quarters.
Nude?
Totally.
Totally?
Totally nude.
Totally nude out.
She told authorities she was lured into the trailer by the assistant director. Once inside, the assistant director, Witherspoon, exposed himself, then ripped her clothes off. Then Anthony Anderson, the black guy in question, actor, joined in the assault.
Oh, no. So they had a...
Yes, they had a menage. Mm. Both men reportedly assaulted her with their hands and then high-fived each other as the assault took place.
It says that?
It does not say that.
And took nude photos of her.
That's nothing like creating a little evidence.
He is married with two children, Anderson is.
Oh.
Yes. And he seems such a jolly fellow. I'm not sure if I buy this. I'm not sure if I buy it or not. Don't think I do right now. Too jolly of a man. Too funny.
Snape. Quota. Quota.
By the way, you're not caught up on 6 Feet Under?
No.
You two behind?
I think.
So you didn't see the David episode?
No.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
You have. Everyone else, I'm assuming, has.
Mm-hmm.
Woofa loofa, man. You need to check that out.
So we're going to be have to do a 6 Feet Under 3 episode update
you
next week.
Do you have it on TiVo?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Can you watch that one tonight? Maybe we can just do a little catch up and then do...
Well, which one is it? Is it the
first one?
2 weeks ago.
The first one you missed.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the first Sunday we were gone on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
That one. You need to watch it.
That's explosive.
Boy, is it ever.
And watch Entourage. That's pretty good.
Yeah, you need to watch Entourage.
Man, that show looks like nothing.
No, that show is what we wish that our lives were like.
It's not bad. You know what? I'd hire all you guys to be my errand bitches out there in Hollywood, just like that show.
Thanks, Cobra.
Would you like that?
No.
If I paid you $5,000 a month in cash, like those guys...
Gross.
What?
What's he doing? Licking it?
He tongued it.
Well, he's trying to tongue me. Look at his little forked tongue.
I might tongue it.
Well, go ahead, Greg. Pass it over there.
Here you go.
You get that snake away from me. I don't even like rubber ones.
What else?
Bill Cosby is defending himself again for his shocking comments that he's made on black society. Again, he was asked why he made these comments. And again, he said, hey, listen, it's not just me that should be making these comments.
Because he's black.
It's everyone. He now says that the music industry is glorifying the wrong things. He says, I'm going to keep on saying what I've been saying until people listen. And no one's listening to me right now. He says the music industry glorifies music that demeans women, praises life in jail, and uses profanity. Which, that troika is no way to live one's life.
All true.
And he says, instead of joining the Peace Corps and going to Africa to help out the poor and oppressed, go across the street into the projects. These are people who need to see another picture, a brighter picture. People keep, the black community is against him for making these comments, which is shocking to me.
I mean, they, not all of them, but a large percentage, they think that no black should criticize any other black, no matter what. And even if they're wrong, they should take up for them.
Well, why? You know what? I have no problem criticizing
all he's
whites.
Doing is...
every day.
Every day I do that.
All he's doing is exposing the fraud and facade of, quote-unquote, keeping it real. That's all he's doing.
I mean, keeping
it
real.
What is keeping it real?
Keeping it real, man. Living on the streets and
keeping it illegal.
Dealing dope and just hanging with the wrong crowd.
Being true to your
neighborhood. Yeah, you got to be true to your neighborhood, man.
Being true to what you were before you made it.
I know black people.
A criminal.
Thank you,
right, I do. I don't get that. And so since he would like
to... That's the reason I know what keeping it real is.
So he would like it for some of the poor and unfortunate to pull themselves out of it and be productive citizens and be educated and have productive jobs.
That's frowned upon in a lot of communities like that.
How?
Because they're not keeping
it real.
Because
they got to keep it real.
Makes no sense to me.
So he's just being
ripped. We need to have a keeping it real round table.
I would love that.
Not just a black guy round table, but guys who are keeping it real.
Maybe some guys that used to keep it real and got out.
Yeah.
Became very successful and... Corporate America?
Well, you don't have to become very successful in corporate America.
You just have to be educated and be productive and work hard and raise
okay.
a family. I mean,
whatever.
To me, what's more real than that? That's the American dream.
Rather have a strippers round table myself.
You know what? Good idea.
Mike Reiner.
A little catch-up on Courtney Love. She's been sentenced to 18 months in drug rehab instead of jail, Greg.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course. She got too much money. They're not going to put her in jail. They're going to put her in a cushy rehab. She's going to go there and get more dope there than she ever thought about getting on the outside.
This is for breaking into her ex-boyfriend's home last year.
Bitch.
Michael. Used to like her. She's 40. She's struggling.
Still do.
She lost her husband a long time ago. Trying
still
to raise
do.
Him. Trying to be a single mother out there.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing wrong with her.
She will enroll in a drug counseling program for 18 months, which will require frequent drug testing, Grego.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But she'll be permitted to travel, of course.
Of course.
But will be barred from taking non-prescription drugs.
Oh, and that's what she needs to do. She needs to start, you know, get a script for OxyContin. That'll work.
And drinking alcohol.
Uh-huh.
Or being in places.
I drink a lot.
Or being in places that serve alcohol. Listen to how proud you are, Grego, when you say that.
I drink a lot.
And you high five
again.
Mike.
She'll call up the judge and go, look, I've got a gig in a bar, and I've got to play there to make money. The judge will sign off on it.
By the way, did you see on the news that guy she's dragging around? No one knows if it's her boyfriend or not.
Luanga Mabenga.
I don't think he's African, Mike. He's actually a white guy. But way to keep it real.
I know black people.
He's this real tall, skinny, methy-looking guy.
He's probably a dope dealer.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she keeps him around.
Probably her hookup.
I mean, he gives her dope, and, you know, she gives him nook.
I bet that she's got, like, sandpaper down there.
What?
Sandpaper nook?
Yes. I bet she does.
That'd be rough on the dingus.
But I bet it's so cavernous that...
Be like opening a gate and screwing a pasture.
True. By the way, her ex-husband, Kurt Cobain, of Nirvana.
What?
Just thought I'd let you guys know that.
What's the matter with you?
You guys are getting too close to the
line.
Come on. Spider-Man's got to reel you back in with his web.
You want to tell the Hulk? You want to tell the Hulk?
You want to get me pissed?
I mean, he'll get pissed.
Tell me that.
What? That's what he's doing. He's got some plastic fists, and he's fisting people.
Sweet Jesus.
Stop bringing up Jesus.
Just, oh, my God.
Hey, I'm
Why
keeping
you
it real.
Him up all the time?
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey,
you even made terrible assumptions about him.
Hey, I'm keeping it real.
You are, dog.
Oh, by the way, I was watching Channel 5 News last night. And knew he got
Jesus smoked pot.
Corby.
Knew he got finished with his sports.
And ate a leg of lamb.
Jane McGarry goes, thanks, dog.
No.
Yes, she did.
I love when that happens.
And just like this, thanks, dog.
I hate her. Her and that fraud Mike Schneider.
The worst body of any human being in America.
What a tub of lard.
He's got a... You know what? I would rather have Big Joe's body than Mike Snyder.
You know who's close second? Scott Sam.
Ah! Does he have one of those bodies, too?
Oh, dear.
Really?
Getting large and in charge. Just a landmass.
Thanks, dog.
Lindsay Lohan is now dating Wilmer Valderrama.
Who the hell's he?
He is the funny Spanish... South American kid on that 70s show. You know what I'm talking about?
You're kidding.
No. Isn't she like 12?
She's 18. He's 24. You don't know who he is?
What's that guy? No. What is his name on the show?
Fez.
Yeah. He's getting that.
I don't watch that show.
But you know who he is.
No, I don't.
You don't even know who the Mexican kid is on that 70s show.
No, I don't think
he's Mexican.
Well, you know what? His name is Wilmer Valderrama.
And you know
on
what?
The show, he's
I thought
Fez.
That was a soccer player. That Lindsay, you know,
Carlos.
She's okay, and that's about it.
She's not that great. I've determined that over
She's
vacation.
Okay.
A lot of things I learned on vacation.
Like what?
I mean, if we're talking about
Lindsay Lohan ain't that great.
Yes, that's one of them.
I mean, give me Hillary Duff over her.
Hillary Duff is 4.
No, she's like 17.
What?
4?
Hey, let me ask you something. What are the cleaning people thinking as they come in here and see us in these ridiculous costumes?
Well, I don't know. Get one in there and ask him.
Well, she's already come in here and taken our trash out, and she looked at me funny.
She's looking in here at us funny right now.
Probably hates all of us.
After what you said about her.
Oh, he has no idea.
I didn't say anything about her.
Okay. She's nice.
Donatella Versace has checked herself into a cocaine rehab center.
The ugliest human being in the world.
And who is this, this person?
That's Johnny Versace's sister.
The fashion designer who looks like a sleestack.
Oh, God, she's ugly.
With long hair. I mean, she is...
She's got such smoker face. I bet she started smoking cigarettes when she was three.
She is horrid. Absolutely
horrid.
Have
you got a picture over there?
No, but she was in the paper today, and she's got a really deep voice, like a man voice and a man face.
They were inseparable.
Right.
You got a picture there, Grego? There's one, if I can find the... No, there's not one in here. It's in the... Hold on. No, it's not there.
By the way, do you know what her brother's name is? They run the Versace Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
Her brother's name is Santa.
What's wrong with that?
That's probably a pretty common name in the...
In the Versace world?
Santa. By the way, when you're 50, you know what? It's too old to be doing coke.
Wearing your hair down like that?
Mike disagrees.
I mean, I know you're in a band and stuff, Mike, and you have to do it, but...
You had to stay up on those long road gig nights.
Yeah.
Poppers. Traveling in the tour bus.
Coke all over the tour bus.
So you can make it to the next show, man.
Bring me a sack of cocaine. Somebody on Saturday Night Live imitates
Maya Rudolph.
It's genius.
Does a great job.
She's had dead on. Dead on. Russell Simmons' wife. The hip-hop mogul Russell Simmons. Of course, you know who he is, Mike.
He keeps it real.
His wife faces drug and motor vehicle charges after police said she was driving erratically and ignored the flashing lights of a police car for 2 miles.
Mm.
She's only 29. I think he's like 50 or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he's rich.
True. Mm-hmm. She was charged with eluding an officer, possession of marijuana, careless driving and operating a vehicle while possessing a drug. By the way, take a look at these jugs, and you think those are fake? Those sideways looking...
That's his wife?
Yeah.
Wow, she is good looking.
Well, he's Russell Simmons.
I know. What is she?
What is she?
Her name is Kamora Lee Simmons.
I'm assuming she's Asian.
Yeah, she's
Asian.
Either Japanese or Asian.
Huh. One and the same, Corby.
Oh. And according to several websites, Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher are planning an Israeli wedding.
Are they Jewish?
They're into Kabbalah. Or she's into Kabbalah. She's got him brainwashed, man. He is going to marry her. And he's going to be 30 and she's going to be 60.
Big mistake.
She ages more than he does. He's like 25 and she's like 43, I think.
Okay. So when he turns 30, she'll be 60.
She got in his head somehow.
No.
Because
right.
He could have gotten he should have been tired of that after about 4 months.
Hey, she'll just go for another round of plastic surgery and he'll catch up with her.
I don't know, man. I think she got in his head with that crazy religion.
I'm all for the young guy, you know, getting that quality nook off her. But
what if he marries her?
Look what he's giving up right now. He's 25, 26.
He's the
26,
most handsome man in America.
And hanging around Hollywood wearing his stupid trucker hats and everything.
Yeah.
Man, he could be tapping.
Yeah, the bitches love him, Greg.
I know it.
And Slash. You know,
nothing wrong with her, but good gosh. Tap it, move on.
Slash has told, of course, Guns N' Roses guitarist, former Guns N' Roses guitarist Slash.
You know, I didn't know he's half black.
Ring on the bitches.
Did you?
What?
He's half black.
Yeah.
Slash?
Yes.
Yeah, his mother is black.
I mean, and you never see his face, so I don't know.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Or his wiener, for confirmation.
What's that got to do with it?
You know. He told the London Observer.
My wiener in my pocket?
No, but we noticed poking through your Captain America outfit earlier.
I know, I had to put on shorts.
I tell you what, Grego, you and I definitely not black.
No, I'm not. I'm very white. Very white and very small.
Anyway, Slash told the London Observer that at one point he was so addicted to sex that he kept 3 or 4 hotel rooms in each city so he could, quote, bang a babe in each.
Who are we talking about?
Slash, not Big Dick. You know, it really disgusts me that Big Dick takes, he forces his girlfriend to go on vacation with him wherever he goes.
And to...
You know what, I kind of got a little respect for him because he could be getting strange on the road. At least he's taking her along with him.
Well, for him, he has to. It's not like he can go on a buddy vacation with his guy friends up to Vegas or on a golf trip or whatever.
You need to have sex every
day. He has
to
take his girlfriend to pound her.
Well, I don't know that he's pounding her. That's a little harsh, don't you think?
No, I don't.
I mean, the guy...
Well, okay, you think a guy that has sex every single night?
See, I'm not...
Every night. Do you
not
think it gets into pounding after a while?
I'm not sure that he has sex every night. I don't know that I buy that.
Then why does he drag her everywhere?
Maybe
he likes her. Who drags his girlfriend everywhere? Nobody.
Give him a little... Maybe he likes her.
Pounding.
She ain't that great, but she gives it up nightly.
How can you have sex every night?
I don't know. So not interested.
She let us bring Seika into the room once.
There are so many nights where watching Bill O'Reilly at night is so much more appealing to me than sex.
Yes.
Or eating.
Had he ever heard of taking care of his own business?
Right.
Well, he just showed
up. I like to eat.
Right.
I don't see anybody can have sex every day. I don't get it.
We'll get him in here. Let's find out.
We got to go. Get him in here next.
All right,
stuff.
The ticket.
Let's face it.